Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Now it's Ekasinomics, and we're speaking to Koketso Ramatlo, who's the founder of Angela Care. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening, Koketso. Just give us the backstory on how you founded Angela Care.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, thank you.
Okay, sorry, I had a bit of an issue just getting on. So how I founded, thank you for having me, first of all. How we started, my son was suffering from eczema, and my daughter named Angela, who was worried about the baby brother, was like, but mom, use moringa on my hair, because we've got a moringa tree. Why don't you use it on his skin? And because there was no, I wouldn't say cure, but every time we'd go in and out of the hospital, there was nothing that was helping. Maybe it would help for like 2 days, and then on the third day we're back to square one. So what happened is that I then, with my husband, started just through research on moringa, and we actually saw that it actually helps with eczema, because he was suffering from eczema and the highest count of allergy. And then, yeah, to cut the long story short, that gave birth to Angela K. And the sister is Angela. So we decided to start the business and name it Angela K, because Angela cared about the baby brother.
Oh, that is so lovely. And so take me through, I mean, when you read the story, we were talking about it earlier on the drive with the Kaya 959 drive team. It's an incredible story, but I know that there must have been difficulties and challenges as you're making the product, as you're testing it out, as you're worried about your son's skin.
Yeah. To be quite honest, I think we always say that the business chose us, to be quite honest. Reason being, we didn't find any too much difficulty, right? So what we did, no, we really didn't have difficulty. I think it was an experiment that we just came across, and we just did it. We actually just watched some YouTube videos and we're like, okay, maybe let's start doing soaps and so forth. And they actually helped, you know, they actually helped. So it wasn't really it wasn't too much of a work and, you know, trial and error type of thing. Just once it worked and we're like, wow. Okay, and then we started studying more about these indigenous plants, and we saw that actually, you know what, we've got cures just at the back of our backyards, and we're not aware of.
I think that's an incredible part of your story, is that, you know, we are such an abundant country as South Africa, whether we're speaking about our minerals or our flora and fauna. And there's so much that can come out of it. If you look around you, there's opportunities. And you've taken that opportunity, and you've also won over 250,000 rand in cash prizes.
Yep.
That must be a good feeling.
Yes. It was. And the competition was very tough. But yeah, we made it at the end. Super exciting. You know, it was a challenge. It's engine the making of. It was a challenge whereby 10 entrepreneurs chosen out of more than 800 applicants. We're competing against one another with different concepts given, had to do pitches, had to come up with solutions to their problems. And, you know, day by day, we would vote each other out. The losing team votes, you know, would vote each other out, and the winning team wins like 100,000, and they share it amongst themselves. So it was from 10, then 9, then 8, and so forth. And yeah, to have made it out as the number one, the winner, it was super amazing. I'm not going to lie.
No, I can imagine. And you're going to use it to expand your home lab, grow your business some more, make sure that Angela Cares can reach more parents who have challenges with their children's skin, or maybe even their own skin.
100%. It's definitely going to help. Being an entrepreneur is not so easy. It is not so easy. We have been expanding on our lab space, on our office space, from last year, actually. And, you know, doing it without funding, I'm lucky to have won this challenge, even though, you know, it does help then and there. But I think the yeah, our offices and so forth, they need a lot of money. But yeah, I could say that 90% we are actually done.
Okay. And then what are your plans? You started off catering for one very small, sweet client. I imagine your client base has grown and you wanted to expand beyond your home, beyond perhaps South Africa even.
Yes. So our plans were one day we were like at a retail store. And I was telling my daughter that, you know what, one day we're going to have your products on these shelves. And she said, but mommy, we need to have them at, what's that, in California. Ooh. And to be quite honest, I didn't even, yeah.
Love her vision.
So I didn't even understand where she knows California.
Yeah.
So how she knows it. And then that planted a seed actually for us taking our things internationally. Likely, you know, we manifested it and then we were able to represent South Africa in about eight countries. Mm-hmm. Sorry. In about eight international countries.
Mm.
And then we got to meet some buyers. We got to meet people that were interested, or big pharmaceutical companies that are interested in our products. And so far, we are shipping to about three countries. One to Somaliland, the other one to Saudi Arabia, but that is like a B2C business to consumer. And then the other one, we just started a small consignment shipping in China.
Okay,
so yeah, we
amazing.
Actually, what is our plan? We really wanna be global. We're not gonna go global.
Yes. And how do you, just take me through how you even got to maybe go to trade fairs or start to meet your ambition of being global, taking it from just a wish of your daughter to actually trying to make it happen.
So there's a motherboard that we are under, and when you are under that motherboard, you have to be export ready. What I mean about export ready, you have to have your certificate in place, you have to have your export certificate in place, your product testing in place. So they need to actually check and see if you are actually ready. And then from there, they take you in, and then when there's like these exports that they are being advertised, they actually send it through to you to apply. And then from there, they then take, you know, the best 10 that they think could represent South Africa in those. Obviously, checking if we are ready, checking if we are able to meet the standard that they want and so forth. And then from there, they take us then overseas for these exports.
What tips do you have for, one, parents who are struggling with their kids' skin, and two, for entrepreneurs who are listening to our Ekasenomics feature and thinking, I'd like to be like that, I'd like to win a bit of money, and I'd like to go overseas?
So what products we have, we have like your body butters, we've got like your soaps. The nice thing about us is that you could say like, look, my, because there's different types of eczemas, right?
Mm.
Others are just suffering from very dry skin, and then others it's itchy, it's flaky and so forth. So if someone is buying because of, you know, they've got eczema, we try to find out what type of eczema do they have, what are they suffering from, and then we try and then formulate something that could meet their needs. Right. And then obviously doing some trial and errors. Others, for example, when we do our body butters, we don't have to like put scent in it, because we can see that, you know, from what we've been told, the skin is very sensitive.
Yeah.
So we try to listen to that. But we're not only doing for people with eczema. So it's like an everyone can use type of thing. But if someone comes and says, look, I came to you guys because I was referred, how can you guys help me? Then we are able to actually tailor make something that would suit the client. And then in terms of people wanting to go overseas and so forth, for us, I'm not going to lie, it started with prayer, it started with manifesting, it started with, you know, really believing in our daughter, you know, because the things that she would say when she was little, it was like, oh, amazing, this must be God talking through her, you know. So we really, really followed that. But more than anything, I would say that other people, they just want to go overseas because people are going overseas. If that's the case, then you're not going to make it I'm just thinking, because I'm just thinking that. So you really, really need to have a plan. What is your why? You know, our why started with Angela saying that she sees her products, you know, in California. And because of that, that planted a seed. And because of that seed, we started manifesting, we started praying, we started following people that are in the same industry that are doing very great, even people that are outside, you know, South Africa. And then we got to see them go on trade fairs and so forth. We didn't really know about even trade fairs, even if like those exist. We didn't. So through just really manifesting, praying, and just following the people that are doing the most in the industry and seeing trade fairs and so forth, we then started finding out where we can go, what is the motherboard, what do they need. Okay, they need us to be tested, they need us to be export ready. We took up some courses and so forth. So what I can say is that if you know your why and you're very consistent, don't just want to go to overseas because of the sake of wanting to go overseas. Do your research. Are the products that you're doing, are they needed outside? How can you reach outside? You know, you need to really start doing your research, because I'm not going to lie, we go with a lot of people and you see that they actually came here just for fun, you know. They're not here really to do the work. So it does happen. No, for real. It does happen that you don't know your why. You just want to, you know, go on a holiday. And I'm telling you, it's not a holiday. You have to, like, work hard when you get that side.
Okay. Let's focus on Angela. I know that you are online, and you, as you're saying, when people want to order from you, they can email you info@angelac.co.za. They can also DM you on social media. You just have to look up Angela K and they can find you there.
Yes. So on Instagram, we are Angela underscore beauty, health, and hygiene. People will see us with a black and white logo.
Yes. Okay.
And so Angela underscore beauty, health, and hygiene.
Okay. So if someone has a query, or, you know, they've got their eczema that's maybe not so bad, not flaking and all of that, there's a formulation that you'll do for them. If they've got very severe eczema, you have a formulation for them as well. They just need to get in touch with you.
100%.
How do people know that your products are safe? I always worry about when I try new things, and I love skincare and perfumes and anything that you can put on your body that makes you feel nicer. But I always worry sometimes you just buy stuff, you don't think about what you're actually putting on your skin, which is so sensitive.
I think the nice thing about us is that we use only plant-based indigenous ingredients, like a moringa, turmeric, baobab. So they are actually very good for the skin. Of course, you know, not 100% of people would love your products. But with ours, I can safely say probably 98%. Probably 98%. And I think it's because of the indigenous ingredients that we use.
Okay. Koketso Ramahlo, the founder of Angela Care, together with her daughter, Angela, just speaking to us about the home remedy that's just grown into so much more. It's a business. Thank you so much for your time on Ekasinomics here on Kaya 959 this evening. Really, really appreciate your time, and all the best with your business.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Kaya.
Okay, so Cookies and I were talking a little bit lightheartedly about, you know, people who maybe like things a little bit. It's December, and after the break, we're going to speak about how it's okay to like things, but maybe let's look ahead to the future. Do stay with us on KayaBiz.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the KayaBiz podcast.